Blackstone Audio presents Bearing the Cross by David J. Garrow. Chapter 1. The Montgomery Bus Boycott, 1955-1956. Thursday had been busy and tiring for Mrs. Raymond A. Parks. Her job as a tailor's assistant at the Montgomery Fair department store had left her neck and shoulder particularly sore. And when she left work at 5:30 p.m. that December 1, 1955, she went across the street to a drugstore in search of a heating pad. Mrs. Parks didn't find one, but she purchased a few other articles before recrossing the street to her usual bus stop on Court Square. The buses were especially crowded this cold, dark evening, and when she boarded one for her Cleveland Avenue route, only one row of seats, the row immediately behind the first 10 seats that always were reserved for whites only, had any vacancies. She took an aisle seat, with a black man on her right next to the window, and two black women in the parallel seat across the way. As more passengers boarded at each of the two next stops, the blacks moved to the rear, where they stood, and the whites occupied their exclusive seats at the front of the bus. At the third stop, more passengers got on, and one, a white male, was left standing after the final front seat was taken. The bus driver, J.F. Blake, looked back and called out to Mrs. Parks and her three colleagues, "All right, you folks, I want those two seats." Montgomery's customary practice of racial preference demanded that all four blacks would have to stand in order to allow one white man to sit, since no black was allowed to sit parallel.